The story began with a report by the London-based security analyst Sterling Ascent indicating that an Africa-based Al-Qaeda group has vowed to avenge the deaths of Muslim Uyghurs in China's Xinjiang province by attacking Chinese and Chinese projects around the world. This would include the numerous Chinese oil and gas projects in the Middle East and Africa, as well as Chinese construction and aid programs. The most aggressive group appears to be the Algeria-based Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which has influence in northern and western Africa. Partly because of these threats, Algeria has tightened security around foreign oil and gas operations with a special emphasis on Chinese interests. But the threats against the Chinese may not represent anything new, according to Scott Stewart, vice president of tactical intelligence for the Austin, Texas-based Stratfor Global Intelligence Company. He says terrorist groups usually do not give authorities advance notice of their plans.
If you were Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and you wanted to attack Chinese, certainly you would not want to place security forces on the alert before you did it.
According to Stewart, many extremists in the Middle East view the Chinese the same way they view Westerners, whom they regard as infidels who have come to exploit their resources. But Stewart says it's possible that Islamic jihadists will see the Chinese as particular enemies now because of the treatment of the Uyghurs. Although there has been no official statement to that effect from anyone in the Al-Qaeda hierarchy, he says that could come soon.
It's possible that we will see some statements coming out of the Al-Qaeda leadership. And remember that there is a little bit of a lag time. So it's quite possible that within a week or so, we could see a statement coming out of Al-Qaeda, their core leadership, bin Laden, al-Zawahiri type people, saying something about the Uyghur uprising.
But Stewart says the Chinese working in Islamic nations are already well aware of the risks they face, since there have been numerous attacks on them and the operations they direct.
The Chinese have been hit by jihadists in various parts of the Islamic world. We have seen Chinese targets hit in Pakistan, Afghanistan. We saw a Chinese oil company get hit with a mortar attack in Yemen. And then just last month, a Chinese engineer working at a construction project east of Algiers was killed in a roadside ambush that also took the lives of like 18 paramilitary police in Algeria.
China has been aggressively pursuing oil contracts in the Middle East, Africa, and elsewhere in an effort to provide sufficient energy to power its fast-growing manufacturing-based economy. The Uyghurs are Chinese Muslims who say Beijing represses their religious practices and in other ways discriminates against them. On July 5th, police tried to break up a Uyghur protest in Xinjiang province that erupted into a violent confrontation. The Chinese government says there were 180 deaths, but Uyghurs claim the death toll was much higher. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.